She got up and her daughters-in-law, and she returned Mistei Mayav from the fields of Mayav. Kishama, because she heard Mistei Mayav in the field of Mayav, which is from the field to the field, right? Kifakar Hashem Esame, that Hashem remembered his nation. Lasa Islam Lachem, to give them bread. So first of all, maybe let's start with that. Why does it switch from a field to field, from fields to a field, right? Mistei is fields of, right? Not sada shel, but sada shel. So I think because when you live in a place, you live in the fields. But you hear the news, you're in one place. So she returned from the fields of Mayav, but she heard in the field, wherever she was, whatever particular place she was. Okay, maybe, Ulay. But anyway, but she got up and her daughters-in-law, and she returned from the fields of Mayav. Kishama, so that, it sounds like there's two separate things that are happening over here. One, she got up. In other words, she decided to leave, right? And she's going to leave from, she's leaving, she's getting up from where she is, and she's going to leave the location that she's in. And then why? Kishama b'stei Mayav, because she heard in the fields of Mayav, Kifakar Hashem Asami, that Hashem remembered his nation, lost Islam Lachem, to give them bread. So it's on the simplest level, and the Malbim says that really were different madrigas over here. But the first thing that she did was she heard this food, so therefore she decided to go back. It had nothing to do necessarily with leaving Mayav in particular, but because she heard that there's bread in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I was thinking that the whole, we have to understand over here that really what's going on is in the whole Sefer Rus and Bechlal, it maybe in a much broader sense, is this is the Bria of David HaMelech and Mashiach. That's what's happening in Sefer Rus. As a result of Elimelech going to Mayav, so Rus joins the family, so to speak. Rus becomes a Geyerus. As a result of Rus becoming a Geyerus, so she comes to Eretz Yisrael, she marries Boaz, and from that comes out David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, Binyamin Beis HaMikdash, and ultimately the Bias HaMashiach comes as a result of this story. So what had to happen in order for Rus to come and become a Geyerus and come back to Eretz Yisrael? So Elimelech had to die, and Machlon and Kilian had to die, and at that point, then we're ready now for Rus to go to Eretz Yisrael and marry Boaz. So Kifakar Hashem Esamei, because Hashem remembered his nation, Lasa Islam Lachem, to give them the ultimate lechem, the ultimate geula, is now the Rebbeinu Shalom has remembered Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's time for Rus to go to Eretz Yisrael. You know, in the context of the pasuk, it's a very small thing. Naomi heard that there's food in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's time to go back. But this is really, and I think a remez, and I think it's almost furish, but Kivakar Hashem Asam, Hashem remembered in the geula sense, in the ultimate sense, Las Islam Lachem, to give them what Klal Yisrael, what they need. She went from the place that she was in, Asher Haisa Shama, Ushtei Chalisa Ima, and her two daughters-in-law with her, Vateilachna Vaderech, and she went on the road, Lashav Al Eretz Yehuda, to return to Eretz Yehuda. So, really, these two psukim seem repetitive. She got up with her daughters-in-law, right? Here, it's not two daughters-in-law, it's and her daughters-in-law, and she returned from the, she went back from the fields of Maya, because she heard that there's bread. She went out from the place that she was in, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and she went on the road to go to Eretz Yehuda. So it sounds like the first one was not necessarily to go back home. She was going to go back maybe to Eretz Yisrael, but not necessarily to go to Eretz Yehuda. She was leaving Stei Maya. Where was she going to go? She was going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, but there was no particular reason for her to go back to Yehuda. Here, she went out from the place, which you see Rashi, famous Rashi, but she went out from the place that she was in. First of all, she gets up and her daughters-in-law, and she returns. Here she goes out from the place that she's in. So it sounds like there's a hadgasha, she wants to leave here. It's not so much she wants to be there, right? The first pasuk is more, it sounds like now there's bread in Eretz Yisrael, so she wants to go back. And here, v'teilachna v'adera, she going on the road, loshuv al Eretz Yehuda, to return to Eretz Yehuda specifically. to go back to where she was. So again, the Malbim learns that there was a once she was on the road. So v'derech adam reitzel leilech. So Samela, she went up in Madrega, and now she wants Taka to be in with the rest of Klal Yisrael. I'm not sure, but there's certainly a diak here to make. Rashi brings famous Rashi. Taysim in Amaka, Rashi brings Laman Emar Rekvar Nemar Atoshev Yisdeimayev. Rei said she returned. She was returning from the Steimayev. Where else is she going to go except from the place that she's in? It's even stronger. I mean, everybody goes from the place that they're in. I mean, where else were you going from? But Dr. Ashi, when a tzaddik leaves a place, it's recognizable, and it makes a reisham, upon a ziva, upon a adora, upon a shvacha, shall hear. The glory, the shine, the praise of the city left. We find the same thing when Yaakov left Be'er Sheva. The first pasuk in Parshas Vayetze. So Rashi brings. Right, why does he have to say he went out and he went to Charan? To say he went to Charan. So Rashi brings because when a tzaddik is a place, upon a ziva, upon a hadara, upon a shvacha. I don't know if he uses the exact same lashonis there, but and Rashi ends up over there. V'chein. Nimtza benami virus, right? That's the end of the Rashi there. Here the Rashi says v'chein v'yetzi yakim v'rashava, right? Obviously, because we're in the other place. But Rashi, we have in Rashi there is there were two tzaddikim that left Mayav. V'chein nimtza benami virus, right? Nami andrus. Here Rashi sounds, and really the pasuk is v'teitze min amakim, and there are two daughters-in-law with her. But the hadgasha seems to be on Nami. Not necessarily on Rus. I did hear a pshat over there that there's a mistake in the gear, so it should be Virus with a vase. I'm not sure if that's pshat. I once heard that from a David Cohn, a shalita. by my Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos are off for one of them. Anyway, so, but now. Was Nami a tzaddikas? What do we know about Nami? Nothing that I know of in Sefer Rus tells us that she was a tzaddikas at all. At the very best, she went along with her husband to Chutz Laaretz. Whatever chet he did, she wasn't responsible for. Maybe because she had to go with her husband. Whatever. Maybe. But where do we ever see that Nami was a tzaddikas? Rus, okay, she's a geiris. She's doing this, the pasuk points out her chesed and her all the things that she did. So Rus, I hear that she's a tzaddik. She's a tzaddikas. I mean, if that's the vateitzim in Hamakom, okay. But the Rashi seems to be, and certainly the Rashi in Vayetze is mefurish that we're talking about Nami herself was a tzaddikas. Rashi says she was a tzaddikas, so I know she was a tzaddikas in the Rashi, but how does Rashi know that she was a tzaddikas? As far as we see, there's nothing Nami does that would tell us that she was a tzaddikas. Maybe compared to the people in Mayav, she was a tzaddikas. That might very well be, and therefore made a reishim, right? You have somebody, a frumi yid in town, so it's going to make a reishim on everybody around them. Maybe, I'm not sure where it comes from. Where Rashi gets from that Nami was a tzaddikas. Lamaisa, Rashi tells us she was. V'atayme Nami lishteich aleisel oleich noshoiv no isha leveis ima. Yas adayna imachem chesek asher asisem emameisim vimodi. Nami said to her two daughters-in-law, leich noshoiv na, go return, isha leveis ima. Each woman to her mother's house. Sounds like they had two different mothers. Yas Hashem imachem chesed. Hashem should do with you chesed. Kasher asisem, just like you did in Mameisim with the dead, meaning at least Machlan and Kilya. Maybe I don't. They weren't part of the family when Elimelech was alive. The Imadi and with me. So, first of all, let's just point out there's a Kri and a Ksiv here, right? We have. For some reason in Rus particularly, there are many many Kris and Ksivs, more than usual. There is a klal, I'm not sure if it's muskim, there is a klal, that whenever there's a kri and ksiv, there's a pshat in both. So what's the pshat over here in the ksiv is yaseh, which is lashon zachar, and the kri is yas, Right? So a lot of the Kriz and Ksiv Agav in Rus are like that. But here, I think at least it's, you know, she's telling him to go back and get married. So Memela, whoever they marry, is going to be a chesed for that person. So there's a yas and a yas, right? In other words, the rem is that it's for somebody else also, maybe. But but Lamaisa says, she said there to his daughters-in-law, go and return. In other words, sounds like go is leave me. And return is go back to where you came from. Isha leveisima, each woman back to her mother's house. The Malvin points out that why her mother's house, not her father's house, because Gayim are Mesiachas, the fathers are Mazana, and therefore they go back to Dakfa because of their mother's house, even though the Yichus by a guy is by the father. But I thought because the father, like Rashi learns at least, it was Eglain or some royal palace. So Memela, there were a bunch of royal palaces, and so go to your mother's back. Your father had, he has one in Colorado and Aspen, and another one in Orlando, and another one in Eretz Yisrael. And there's no father's house, but the mother's house. The mother had each one had their own mother. Maybe. But whichever one the pshat is, but Lamaisa Zakhtar Ashi say she told him each one go back to your mother's house. Yas Hashem Imachem Chesed. Rishon should do with you Chesed. Just like you did with the Mason, just like you did with the Mason and with me. So what chesed did they do with the Mason? So one chakabi, they married them, right? That's definitely a good thing for somebody to be married. So I mean, whether Machlon and Kilian should have married them in the first place, whether they were gay or not, we're going to see. But ultimately, maybe that's the chesed, or that they stayed with her, and that was a chesed for the Mason, that they took care of their mother. The Malbim brings, and I don't know where he gets this from, is that they were Michael the Ksuba. There was no, she lost all her property, all her money, so maybe she couldn't pay the Ksuba. So that was the chesed, right, that they did, that they were Michael the Ksuba, they weren't Taipei the Ksuba. I don't know. I'm not sure maybe the remez is this, because what other chesed did they do? I don't know. But Lamaisa, so the benchers do with you chesed just like you do with me. Itein adainai lochem umtzen aminucha isha beis isha mati shakloem mati senakailon vativkena. Hashem should give you and you should find rest. Isha beis isha, each woman in her husband's house, meaning you should find shaduchim. Mati shakloem and she kissed them. Vatisena Kailan, and they raised their voices, Vatifkana, and they cried. So Vatishala, and she kissed them as a goodbye kiss, right? There's different kinds of kisses, right? This is a goodbye kiss. So Vatishaklan, Vatisena Kailan, and they raised their voices, Vatifkana, and they cried. Right? Why they cried? It sounds like right now they're crying because they're saying goodbye, right? Or because she wants them to leave, at least. And they said to her, we're going to return with you to your nation. Now here, they're not saying yet that they want to return like Rus says later, right? I want to become a Giyaris. Here, right now, they're just saying, we're going to come back with you to Eretz Yisrael. It's the place, or the Sviva, whatever it is, but it's not that we're going to join Klal Yisrael. So let's touch it, right? Return my daughters. Why are you going with me? I still yet have children in my stomach. And that'll be for you, for husbands, for men. So she's saying right away that nobody's going to marry you in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I did see, the Malbim seems to assume they didn't know the heter of Amayni B'lai Amaynis, Mayana B'lai Mayavis. I'm not sure why he assumes that way. I mean, again, if Machlan and Kilya married them and they were Gerim and they married them, so either they married them B'Isser or married them B'Heter. If they weren't Gerim, which is the way Rashi learns, we'll see in a minute, that they weren't Gerim, Rashi says Beferish, so then they did an Isser anyway, but I'm not sure why we should assume that they didn't know the Halacha. Again, there were people that didn't know the Halacha, that's for sure, but some people did know the Halacha, so I'm not sure whether that was, you know, could be Elimelech before he went, he found out, he clarified the din. Right? He went over to Shmuel Anov, not to Shmuel, but he went over to, he went over maybe to Bayaz, his cousin, who was certainly from the Gdeli Adar, if he wasn't the Shaifa yet. But whichever one it is, Lamaisa, he went back. All right, but Elimelech, his children married Mayavim. But let's assume either that they marry Be'isser, they marry Be'ater. But Lamaisa, there's no, if you come back, you're not going to find husbands. You're not going to, who knows, who are you going to marry? The only people you're going to marry are my children, and I don't have any children left. And I'm not going to have children. She says, Kizakadim Yeslish, and I'll say, Laiva, Eilibanim. That I'm going to marry and have children, and you'll marry them. They're not going to be also to you, and you're not going to be also to them. Right? We all know from the first Mishnah, So here, if she gets married and now she has children, those brothers are not going to be. Right? They weren't alive at the same time as Machlan and Kilyan. Sheinis Kukaliyavam Zagrashi, but that won't matter. Lafisha Layayil Machlan and Kilyan Kedushin, because Machlan and Kilyan did not have Kedushin, but Shenachri Yisayu, because they were Gayim, Valenis Gairu, and they were not Megayer. Ba'akshavim Bayis Lis Gayer. Now is when they're coming to be Megayer. Kamei Shenamar Ki Itach Nashuv La'amech. We're going to return with you to your nation. Me'ata Nia La'amech. We're going to be part of the same nation. So, Rashi is saying right away over here, this is where Daskal was bringing up yesterday, were they Geirim, were they not Geirim? Rashi holds they were not Geirim, right? Which means that, obviously, Amachlan and Kilya married them Be'isser, and we're going to have to explain later what the whole Indian of marrying Rus was and what that had to do with the Nachla, according to Rashi. Because, like we pointed out, there's a stira no matter which way you slice it. Because if they were married to Machlan and Kilya, meaning they were Geirim, so then, if they were married to them, so then how could Nami try to send them back? And if they weren't married to them because they weren't Geirim, so then what's the whole story? The whole story seems to be Tali and the Nachla and the Yibum. But Rashi's saying Beferish, at least Rashi says Beferish over here that they were not Geirim. Ibn Ezra here says that they were Geirim. But if you go right with Rashi, they weren't Geirim, so they weren't really married to Machlein and Kilyan. Memela, there was no Isser of Eishesach. And if there's no Isser of Eishesach, so therefore, if Nami has children, they're going to be able to marry them once they're Megayim. That's what she's saying to them. So if the only option is if I have children. But who says I'm going to get married? And those children will be, at the earliest, they could get married 14 years from now, 13 years and 9 months from today, at their very earliest. Rus and Arpa will be quite a bit older than their husbands. Again, Rus might have been over 200 at this point, depending on which chat we're going with. Rashi's chat that they're actually the children of Eglon, right? So L'chaira, they're very, very old. But whatever it is, Lamaisa Zagnami, what's the point? Right? Shave them and I say, Lama, say lachli, why should you go with me? I leave Bonim Bimei, I look on Asha, do I have children in my stomach that you're gonna be able to marry? So, first of all, it's an interesting Hanukkah over here. The only reason to go back, it makes no sense to go back if you're not gonna be able to get married. Right? In other words, is that a legitimate hashkafa that somebody has there's no point in living or becoming a geiris or whatever it is unless they're going to be able to get married? Yeah.
After 3 months of not being married, she more probably was resigned with a guy.
No.
I heard that.
No such halach. No. That would be very scary halach. With natural. No. That if the Gieris, after 3 months, you assume she was mezana with a guy? No.
No, saying a Gieris that if she's not 3 months, 3 years, if she's megayim, which is older than 3 years, then she's assumed to be not a basulo because
before. That's not. Oh, maybe that's a. Yeah, if she's over 3 years old, you have to assume she was nivellus, which was a guy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, but that's so I was thinking that that's not the pshat. The pshat is like we scare geirim. The halacha is we scare geirim in order to convince them not to be megayer. So forget whether that's a good ashkafa, not a good ashkafa, but it's certainly something that's going to dissuade somebody. Look, if you become a geiris, you're not going to be able to get married, right? That's you know, that's along with the other list of things that we tell that she's going to tell her other scary things. But that's a pretty scary thing to tell somebody, whatever age Rus was. But let's assume she was included. She was of marriageable age that she could have children. Right, so to tell somebody you're never going to be get married, you're never going to have children if you become a Geirus, that's a pretty dissuasive argument for her to become for not to become a Geirus. So maybe that's the pshat. It's not be'etzem this such ashkafa, but lemaisa it's part of the scaring off, part of the tactics of scaring off. Now this is not one of the ones the Gemara gives a list of the ones she said. This is not one of them, but maybe that was part of what she was telling. What's the point of coming back? One more pshat. Maybe if they're not going to be megayer, if you learn like the Malvim that in Pasuk Yud Aleph, they weren't going back to be megayer. Pasuk Yud, they weren't going back to be megayer just to be in Eretz Yisrael. So then we don't want Gaisha women hanging around in Eretz Yisrael that are not married. So Mimela, she's telling them, you're not going to be able to get married, so don't come. Right? There's no, that's not good for Klal Yisrael, maybe. But either way, so now she says, Shoivna v'naisai, go back, my daughters. Leichna, go. Kiza kanti mi yeshlish, I'm too old to have a husband. Ki amardi yeshli sikva. I said, if I have a hope, gama yisi alayla ish, even if I would be tonight to a man, megami alad divanim, and I would also have children, right? Even if that would happen. So in other words, number one is, who says I'm going to have children? The only people you can marry are going to be my children. And even if I do have children, right? I'm too old to have children. But even if I could have children, gama yisi alayla ish, gami alad divanim, halo ein tisaber, no harasha yigdolu, halo ein teogein, alavilti ayoslish, Albin Aisai, ki marli imoid mikem, ki otsavi ad adinoi. Halohein to saberna, to sibur is waiting, is longing or waiting for something. So halohein, are you going to wait for them? Ad asher yigdol, until they grow up? Even if I have a child tonight, it's going to be almost 14 years before you can marry them. Halohein teagena. So Rashi says over there, those who learn teagena is in Lashon igun, right? Naguna. Naguna is, I don't know, chained or locked up. Right, Rashi says it's not the pshat. It's from Lashon Og Uga, right? Like we find by Chayni Amagel, you drew a circle around him. Right? Uga is a cookie, or so it's a circle. Salahein Teagena, meaning if you'll be surrounded, right? In other words, the Vilti Ayisle should basically be, but the same idea. You'll be locked up. And you won't be able to marry anybody. So you'll be stuck for 13 years. What are you going to do? Albin, I say, no, my daughters. It'll be bitter for me from you. Because the Yad Hashem went against me. So Rashi says over here, let's see a few of the Rashis. Ki amarti yeshli tikva. Ki afilu amali libi yeshli tikva li nasi oivel ezbanim. Even my heart would tell me that I could still have children. And I would also be by me tonight. Even if I become pregnant, remember there's two of them. So we need twins or at least two children. And also I would have the children. Even if Rashi says, even if I have some children, I don't know about it. I don't know exactly what that means. Are you gonna wait for them? But Titzapena Arashi Yigdol, you're gonna wait for them until they grow up. Lashon Sibru Al Hashem Alikov, Teogena Lashon Osir, Kela locked in jail, Kamay Ug Ugo Bama Besaicha, Vyesh Baisin Lashon Igun, that it's a Lashon Aguna, Vala Yitach and Shem Kane, Yesha Hayulali Naked Anun Dogesh. Okay, it's a addictive problem there. The word Aguna is from the same word for an anchor. An anchor is an Igun. Also. So it's a Kiyotza Biyar Hashem, I'm Rabbi Levi, Kamakam Shanama Yad Hashem Agas Deberhi. It's plague. Ubinyan avlekula. I mean, hine yad Hashem hoya, right? By the Makkas. Okay, so kiyatzvi yad Hashem, meaning they all died, right? All my Elimelech died, and her two sons died. and they died, for, it sounds like, from Dever. She also lost, Rashi brought earlier, she lost all her property and she lost all her money, which we'll have to, when we get to the whole discussion of the Nachla, we're going to, I don't really understand what exactly was the problem over there. But Lamaisa, she has fields, she has all sorts of stuff. Why is she poor? But if we get there, we'll ask it there. But Zog Rashi, Lamaisa, she's saying that they all die. So if you're going to join with me, it's going to be scary times, right? The Rebbeinu Shalom is not smiling at me right now. So if you're going to come along with me, I'm going to have children. And if I have children, who says they're going to live? Right? And even if, and what are you going to do? And wait for them? All this is to tell them that they have no hope, or come out no hope of ever getting married. So they raised their voices and they cried again. And Arpa kissed her mother-in-law, Rus Dovkaba, and Rus stuck with her. Right? So now is the big split, right, between the two sisters, Arpa and Rus. So they both cried, right? But Tisana Kailan, they both cried, but Tefkenoid, and they cried again. And Arpa kissed her mother-in-law, and Rus stuck with her. Now, it never says that Arpa left. Right? If you take a look in the next pasuk, right? So it's about time, your sister-in-law went back. Right? But it doesn't say Arpa left. It sounds like maybe Arpa stayed, and they kept going. Right? Ultimately, Arpa, the Gemara says, not only did Arpa leave, but that night she was Mizana with a bunch of people, and she becomes ultimately the mother of Goliath, right? And two other brothers of his, Yishbi and who's the third one? Forget the name of the third one. Three giants she becomes that are obviously not as far from tzaddikim as you can get. What?
I think there was a fourth.
A fourth also? Okay, I don't remember the third or the fourth, but yeah. I know there was a third. I just don't remember his name. What? Right, but that wasn't their names. It was.
That was the people.
The people they were mizana with. She was mizana with. Yeah, but she went and she was mizana with a bunch of people, and from that came out Goliath and his two brothers. This is maybe stam important musa you say that sometimes, you know, sometimes people. You get a hesiris, right? You want to do something. For some reason, it doesn't work out. Right? It doesn't work out. You want to, I don't know, you decide you're going to stay up one night and learn the whole night, right? So that's a good shvus, right? You're going to stay up that night and learn the whole night. Comes 3 o'clock in the morning, you're too tired, and you fall asleep. And then you sleep till 11 o'clock the next day, right? In other words, once I didn't do it already, you know, you get depressed, right? Besides this iris you didn't get, you go further down, right? I mean, in the physical martial, when you go to the top of the hill, it's easier, you go faster down. But that's an important thing a person has to watch out for, right? When the person gets this iris, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But lamaisa, don't, you know, we have to put on the brakes on the way down. It's very, very important. But Arpa didn't do that. Arpa went... Right, she was going to go with Rus and with Naomi, and she could have been part of Klal Yisrael and everything. And Lamaisa, she was never as stark as Rus was, which is possible. We don't necessarily see one way or the other, or she was, but Lamaisa, she got convinced, and once she went down, she went all the way down. But Rus, but the pasuk is dividing them. Atisha garbal chamaisa, she gave her a kiss. But Rus tafkaba, but Rus. No kisses. Forget the kisses, right? I'm sticking with you, and not saying goodbye. All right, maybe we'll stop here. All right.